Hallelujah. Praise Jesus, my brethren. Move on to greet your brethren. Ask them the state they are in.
Yes.
You see whether they are well. If they are not well, have a word of goodness to speak to them. In the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. Have a word you proclaim to them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank the Almighty, the living God.
Again,
he has gathered us to teach us to profit. As he fulfilled Isaiah 48, verse 17. Even Job chapter 36, verse 22. That is the Lord who teach us to profit.
He
show us the way we have to go. And again, he leads us.
It's
no teacher who is like him.
He
showed us the goodness of being taught by him. Because he revealed the wisdom that in the word and reveals understanding. And he brings his counsel, his guide, his instruction.
That's
the power in the word. Give us light pass through the word of God to envision and reveal us many things. And give us fear of God to hate evil. To be ready to help many depart from evil, and all within the Spirit of the Lord, glorifying God the Father. Even His word, our Lord Jesus, and those are what we do, and
are
what are required us to do. The fullness of God that
it
will be manifesting. We don't want to take more time. Yesterday we ended. Desire to know how you can prepare for a vision which is not yet been revealed. And then you show it unto nations.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Preparing for the unrevealed vision. To be seen by all nations.
Praise Jesus much. Preparing for the unseen vision. Yes.
Unrevealed. Preparing
for the unrevealed vision that you can show it to all nations,
or
that all nations can see it.
Utandika n'okutegeka.
You begin to prepare it, but a long journey. Praise Jesus much. Say that preparing for unrevealed vision that all nations can see it. Yes. When the time is due,
but
you who prepares, you are right there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We know
the vision moving on in this time.
Agenda ya Katonda esimba yokusema zinga wensema.
God is the last agenda on the planet Earth.
Iranga agenda.
In that agenda, it is the worldwide call, the greatest and the last on the earth. And in that call,
God
has called
the
nations to work with him in his final work on the planet earth. And that final work on this planet Earth, it's the revival and restoration of all things. Now that it's what is being prepared for now. Yes. That's why I told you, preparing for an unrevealed vision that nations can see it all together when the time has come.
And I
told you that that great vision,
it is
God's last agenda on this planet Earth.
And
that agenda,
it's
the worldwide called the greatest and the last on this Earth. And in this call, God has called all nations, we work with him in his final work on the planet Earth. And this final work on this planet Earth, it's the revival and restoration of all things.
Prepare
all nations for the coming back of our Lord Jesus and the end of ages. Now this work, we begin to prepare for it. Before the world sees,
we
have to begin to prepare for it. Yes. Now we prepare for a vision unrevealed. That can be seen by all nations when the time has come.
It
takes a level there.
As I
said, the first note. We prepare for God's last agenda on the earth. In that agenda, it's the worldwide called the greatest and the last on the earth. And in this call, God has called all nations, they work with him in his final work on the planet earth. And this final work, it's the revival and restoration of all things as we prepare all nations for the coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, it's a vision
which is
unrevealed and it's not yet seen by nations. But we begin to prepare for it. Yes. We committed to spearheading that call. God has committed that work to us. What does it take us? Praise Jesus much. The second note you have to write down says, before you reach to revelation,
or
before you reach to see, before you reach to see, there are steps through which you pass. Before you reach to see,
whether
before nations reach to see, there are criteria through which they pass. Those two words. Before you reach to see, or before nations reach to see, we have criteria through which we pass. Yes. The first criteria,
we
have to get light of knowledge which passed through the word of God. Yes. You must first get the light of knowledge which passed through the word of God. The second, the light of knowledge, it takes you into a vision. Yes. It enters you in that vision. The light of knowledge, it enters you in that vision. And you see the vision. And you begin to prepare for it. Yet, it's not yet revealed. Praise Jesus much.
Step,
the third step, the vision, the light of the vision. Yes, the light of the vision. It takes you into revelation. Yes. The light of the vision takes you into revelation. But remember, that aspect you've not yet seen. Yes.
When you just
enter light of revelation, are still within meandering, not yet seen clear. You are within it. Is it that? Or not that one? Yes.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Step
oyokuna. The fourth step.
Step oyokuna.
The fourth step.
Omusana ogwoku bikulirwa.
The light of revelation.
Gukuyingiza mukulabira ddala.
It enters you into real seeing. Yes.
Gukuyingiza mukulabira ddala.
It enters you into real seeing. Yes.
Noga katindaba.
And you said, now I see. Yes.
Katindaba.
Now I see.
Omusana ogw'okubikulirwa.
The light of revelation.
Okuyingiza mukulabira ddala.
Enters you into real seeing.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Step yokutano.
The fifth step.
Omusana ogw'okulabira ddala.
Light of seeing.
Okutwala mu kukola.
It takes you into doing.
Okwolesa eri amawanga.
And working to show to all nations. Yes. There is where the issue is. The problem.
Omusana guno ogw'okulaba.
The light of seeing.
Gukuyingiza mu kukola.
It enters you into working.
Usubira okwolesa eri amawanga.
That you can show unto nations.
Okwagala kwa Katonda.
The will of God.
Omusana ogw'okulaba.
The light of seeing.
Gukutwala mu kukola.
It takes you into work.
Osobola okwolesa okwagala kwa Katonda eri amawanga.
That you can show the will of God unto nations.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Naye nga jukira omutwe gwaffe gugamba.
Remember our heading is saying.
Tutegekera okwolesebwa okutannabikulirwa.
Prepare for a vision unrevealed.
Tulyoke tukulage eri amawanga.
That we may show it to nations.
Bigambe byonna bye tunotinze waggulu ngenda kubambiyitamu.
All those words we've noted above, I'm to pass through them.
Okuva ku mutwe.
Right from the heading.
Ne notes zombiri.
In both notes.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Naye nga tutandikidde ne ku mutwe gwe nnyini nnyini.
Can write on with the heading. Yes.
Mutwe gwe nnyini gutandikiddeko.
We begin with the heading. Then we move on to see the notes.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Preparing for an unrevealed vision. That you can show it to nations.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Something to highly believe.
Kubanga kuba kuulisibwa.
For it's a vision.
Katonda kwakulagako ng'akulabula olw'obulungi oba obubi.
That God shows you to warn you of the good or the bad.
Kati gwe abeera akulabyeko.
You who have seen of it.
Gwe abeera akwoleseddwako.
You have been envisioned it.
Ate olina olutalo.
You have a fight.
Olina olutalo olw'okulabika ng'otuuka ekiseera.
You have.
Ofuna omusana ogw'okumanya.
A battle to reach a point you get light of knowledge. Pass through the word of God. And then it reach you. In the light of the vision. The light of the vision. Reach you to light of revelation. Light of revelation. Reach you to light of seeing. And you see. Realistically,
the
light of seeing will push you into work.
Where
you can manifest that all nations will see. Praise Jesus much. But first of all, as we heard that in the era of Prophet Noah,
God
warned him of that unseen. Before they saw it, and they told him you have to prepare for it. And the thing, what can it take? Something of good or of danger. And too many.
tebachina ako musana gwa kumanya,
and they don't have any light of knowledge about it.
Tebachina ako kuolesi,
they don't have any vision.
Tebachina ako kubikulirwa,
don't have any revelation.
Atenga tebachiraba,
and they do not see it.
Na yegwe,
but you,
yera budu obo chiraba,
who was warned, do you see it?
Kubanga ebintu ebyo nagwo obo bifubiyisemo,
all the things you have passed through them.
Obali no kubanga wafunyo musana ogwo kumanya ogwita mu kigambo cha Katonda,
gotten light of knowledge passed through the word of God.
Omusana
light
ogwo kworesebwa
of the vision, yes,
ne gukuyingiza musana ogwo kubikulirwa,
enters in light of revelation.
Omusana ogwo kubikulirwa,
light of revelation,
ne gukuyingiza musana ogwo kulabira ddala obulungi,
into light of seeing very clearly
ebintu nga bwe biri,
things as they are.
Era omusana ogwo kulaba ebintu nga bwe biri,
light of seeing things as they are,
gukusindika mu kukola,
push you into work,
otere oyolesa ali amawanga galabe,
that may manifest to nations to see,
bonna galabire wamu,
and they all see together.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Much.
Imagine
as prophet Noah. The Lord has showed him there is going to be floods.
Its
entire world. But God prepare like this and that to save the world from such a trouble.
So
all those people you speak to was the year of prophet Noah. Building the ark of Noah. The seasons, it had been a long time, it never rained on the earth. And the earth was heading to be a desert. Yes. Now, give him a vision, it's going to be raining.
It
filled the entire earth. Everything with life, it has to die. But go prepare for that time. When the earth will sit all together.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much.
That's why we
read in the Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7, as it says this. Hebrews chapter 11, verse
7. Kubigambe byayite binalabika. Natya bulungi nasibe eryato olw'okulokola ennyumba ye. Kye yava asalira ensi omusango.
By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved by fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of righteousness, which is by faith. Yes. By faith. Hebrews chapter 11, the verse 7. That by faith, when God warned Noah of things not seen. Yes. He warned him of things not seen. How did he warn him? They have not yet been seen.
It
means himself had not yet seen them physically as they are existing. Yes. But he warned him. It's what I told you. The warning of God.
All's
light of knowledge passing through the world. In it is light of knowledge. Passing through the word of God. Now that light of knowledge,
it takes
us in the vision which is far. It draws near.
And
you see, it already happened very well. Now the light of the vision, it takes you in revealing. And if you are there, you see things all that have been, and the others are struck. People are staggering. People have suffered. How? What have they passed through? What? All of them. Have you understood well? Light of revelation is
straight.
Like this and that. Light of revelation takes you into seeing them. One day they happen just as you were envisioned and revealed them. And you see them clearly. You see them, yet nations still have to see them. You what you are greater than them was one. That in being warned by God, you got out light of knowledge which passed through the word of God. That light of knowledge
and
to a vision which is far. Yes. When it reach you there, light of division,
they
should be revealed how things are going to be. Yes.
And
you get revealed all of them. You too, you come here before you see. Yes. You've not yet seen. And they tell you the others which you are given you in light of knowledge. And you saw them in the vision. God revealed them in revelation. Prepare for them like this, for they're going to happen and you will see them. Yes. Now they see you very serious. You are prepared with all strength. Yet you, according to light of knowledge,
pass
through the word of God, you
were
able to enter the vision which is far.
What do you say?
When you reach there, light of the vision enters into light of revelation, and you see all things just as they're going to be very well, how they're going to be moving, all of them with their ends. As they get you move out of here, when you look with physical eyes, indeed there is nothing you see there physically according to things you've been seeing. According to what is there, they have told you now prepare. Yes. People around, if you don't help them understand those, and they are very weak. And they wonder.
Paul
is prepared with all that strength. What much? How put in much strength? How is driven much? You are about to see it, brethren. You are about to see it. You quickly come. It's on
the
way.
But
the vision says you who saw it quick, speedily. It shows you. Even tomorrow we are coming. Praise Jesus much. As Prophet Noah they have told you, that he had seen us was warned by God. But the word been warned that seen from you many things. Yes.
It's didn't
light of knowledge pass through the word of God. And it hides you the vision. Light of the vision. And it hides from you light of revelation, that this you see prepared now. Behind this, the light is seized. And he's sure, I'm going to see all together with me. And he's sure you're going to see all together. Yes. The speed upon which he works with the strength in preparing.
What
Noah is moving. Let's bring the timber.
Banange.
My God. Ended having only his children.
Jesus
said we'll be there with children. Just as you two have to remain in being born in the gospel. Yes. Yes. Why did you remain with children?
At
the time you are born, you have to follow those of your father.
Amen.
Even spiritually we are like that. When we are born in the gospel, as others run from the vision, those born in the vision, they don't run from it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But
speed
upon which you see us run, other vision we are into, it chases you.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Before
I go in I want to show you what we are onto right now in this moment. Yes. What does it mean? Why have I attached to you without withholding the hand? The greatness of it and the breadth, I know it. Even the depth and the height. And I know that you've not yet prepared for it. According how it is. Take you at high speed according to Job chapter 20 the verse 8. The vision chases you. Time is left us. Have you seen we saw?
This
is God's last agenda. It's the worldwide call you, how you to handle it. This is the final work. My God, not it understood?
Revival.
Revival. In the season of things. Have you prepared what plan? Jesus is coming. He's right on the way. You, they've told that to you. People see you on tension.
Quickly,
that Jesus is on the way.
So,
you read me that scripture.
Yobu, esule ya makumi abiri, nolu nyiriri olomunana.
Job, chapter 20, verse 8.
Anabuka ngange chiroto, sota alabikenga. We wow, anagoberu wangadalango kore sivu kwe chiro.
He shall fly away as a dream, and shall not be found. Yea, he shall be chased away as a vision of the night. Yes. It runs.
Chiroto chiba
chiduka it runs sebo. The vision. Now in sick it you see.
It's
time is come.
But
coming if not prepared.
But now my God.
Your orientation.
See
people right. You say yo. Where are you going?
God is
going to find you there. Those you speak to
have
not yet seen this vision. It may be a fight. Just as you are in a battle right now.
Though
I've been trying much that you get revealed and you see before the world sees where trouble is. I've told you that when God has warned you in any work that He wants to do with you, there are other things below. I will explain them ahead. There is much light of knowledge which passes through the word of God. Light filled with knowledge passing through the word of God.
And
that light filled of knowledge, it takes you into the vision. So it's ahead.
On
the day of tomorrow or the other day,
or
that year you go into that time.
No la vida, no tu kayo.
And you reach there?
In
that vision. When you reach there, that light to the full vision. It reveals you everything
I
in both seasons.
Olengera.
Have you seen?
Kakati ao.
Right there. Yourself, they tell you. Go do things quickly.
They're
going to happen and you will see them. Yes.
My second,
the one is to fit all together.
Now
the speed at which you run is of the vision. Yes.
And
make people run speedly and they don't know what you're chasing.
So
this one, you handle this. You come with God. Vision is on you.
It
says to reach on you when you've not prepared.
The
prophet Noah, after he saw that, told him go prepare the ark.
It
took him years there. Yes. Like 40 years. He builds the ark. Yes. He's there building. He's with the children.
Remember,
chambers where animals, insects, and birds were to enter.
Yet,
not what type for animals came out of 7 clans. Yes. And he expected of humans also. He was preaching righteousness. He was preaching why? He wanted them to enter. And they saw Noah how he was drinking alcohol and smoking drugs. It had never rained before. It's been a very long time it rained.
It tells,
I saw floods fill up the entire earth. And the ark we have to quickly build, there's no time. Surprising, not yet even made a door.
The ark,
and the vision has come. And the revelation has come. The Lord brought a door and shut the ark. It can even reach you.
It's
not prepared if you didn't analyze it well. Even if a vision,
that's
a vision of your life, revelation of your life. If you've not gotten light, anytime you get a vision on your life or a revelation, you always move a step behind. You've left. You've left the light of knowledge,
which
passed through the word of God to reveal to you very well, that takes you well into your vision. When you reach your vision, you will meet their revelation of all things, how they are going to move.
And
now you wait to see them physically.
No,
Prophet Elisha said, spoke to this man, one who was responsible. He said, tomorrow you will see this, but you will not eat of it.
For
you have passed through all the experience, how it will be. Okay. Tomorrow we are going to see. Yes. That's 2 Kings.
Basekabaka ekyokubiri, esura eyomusanvu n'olunyiri olusooka.
2 Kings chapter 7 verse 1.
Basekabaka ekyokubiri, esura eyomusanvu n'olunyiri olusooka.
2 Kings chapter 7 verse 1.
Awo Elisa n'ayogera nti, muwulire ekigambo kya Mukama. Bwatyo bwayogera Mukama nti, enkya bwe bunaabanga kampegaano, ekigero ky'obutta obulungi kiritundibwa sekeri, n'ebigero bibiri ebya sayiri sekeri mu wankaaki w'e Samaria.
Then Elisha said, hear you the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. Verse 2.
2
Kings chapter 7 verse 2.
Awo omwami kabaka nti, awo omwami kabaka gweyesigamanga ku mukono gwe, n'addamu omusajja wa Katonda n'ayogera nti, laba, Mukama bw'anaakola ebituli mu ggulu, ekigambo ekyo kyandiyinzise okubaawo. Nayogera nti, laba, olikiraba n'amaaso go, naye toliryako.
Then a lord on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, behold, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, may these things be. And he said, behold, you shall see it with your eyes, but shall not eat of it. Yes.
You are going to
come, you will see with your eyes. It's to see. You will see, you will not eat. Where trouble is, that this one they have sent has been warned by God on the goodness or evil unto the world, unto the church, and unto the entire world.
He
first got light of knowledge, light of the full knowledge passed through the word of God.
Now
that light of full knowledge takes him in the full vision.
Where
is the other month? And he reached there.
Kati omusana guno ogwokwolesebwa ogujjudde.
Full light of the vision.
Gwe gutuuka eri gumuyingiza mu kubikulirwa okujjudde.
It has given the full revelation. All things how they will be.
Era agenda okugamba.
He goes to tell you.
Kati ogenda kulaba naye tojja kulya.
Going to see, but you will not eat. System
yo nagirayo bw'otajja kulya.
The system is so how you will not eat.
Biche binakuba ko yatakuwa detail.
He doesn't give you detail. He summarized the report.
And
the time I tell you a vision, speak of these days.
Agenda ya Katonda esembayo ku nsi.
God is last agenda on the earth. What I speak is big. You compare it with meat in the saucepan. When it's not there,
and
he said the last agenda is not real. When I tell you this last agenda, God's worldwide called the greatest and the last.
Wow.
You say, wow. Is that possible? God is the last call? Sit me down a little. Explain you how it's the final. Because in that final work,
it's called
us, we do it with the final work. May I follow them? Yes. Why is the final call? It's called us the final work. Which is our work to come again? Okay. And how is that work? The final on the earth. That work is the revival. The restoration of all things.
Therefore,
the coming back of our Lord Jesus. What means coming of Jesus?
It
means the end of the earth. What will you do else when the earth passes away? And there, what is to be when the earth is passing away? For the entire deal, I see it. But I've spoken to you in a few words. Then do you fail to gather them quickly? Yes.
Oh.
Have you seen there? Now God goes to tell me, go prepare. I want all those with flesh to sit together.
If it
tells me in Isaiah. Yes. Isaiah chapter 40.
Verse
5, he says this.
Isaiah
chapter 40, verse 5.
N'ekitiibwa kya Mukama kiribikkulibwa. Ne bonna abalina omubiri balikirabira wamu, kubanga akamwa ka Mukama ke kakyogedde.
And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Yes.
N'ekitiibwa kya Mukama.
And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed.
And
all those with flesh, they will sit together. The Lord has spoken it. How is that glory going to be? Then I have to go there. Sure. I see how it's going to be. I need to prepare how it will be. I cannot prepare you on this level. You're not today. I
will
prepare you on the other glory going to be revealed. That's why you
argue.
Don't take this from me, leave this for me. But when glory be revealed, you'll not be able to retain them. Now help yourself when it's early. For the time is to come. The glory of the Lord is openly seen.
Those
honored in the glory of God, they are honorable. In those shame, they have to get shamed. All those who preach, they preach, understand.
The
standard of those who serve God is this. Those who don't serve him, they are like this. What will you do? All those whose flesh have to sit all together. I prepare it in the short summary. I said the vision take us. And they begin to fight. No.
This generation
cannot close like that. The glory of God which will manifest tomorrow.
then tojja kunamwera kwagala kwambalanga
bamunsi cloth like people of the world.
Bakatunda agenda tegeeza abantu bano be bampeereza bano tebampeereza.
Declare publicly, these are one who serve me, these are one who do not serve me.
Gworo kuba tolarayo,
because you don't see there. You are in a wolf. He will cease there for you, I say. You will see them.
But surprise,
glory of the Lord to pour on the earth. All those with flesh will see together.
And he said, all
who serve God are these, and these are one who do not serve him.
I prepare
you on that level. What I did,
it's
to hold you, put you outside the field.
First
struggle outside the field.
We get
wavel in the field where we go to work to show the glory of the Lord. And we got to fight within this gate, in this wall. We struggle with wrestle. Others already angered of me. I insisted on you to that extent. Some
will
be trampled in the doors when the days have come. And it's not far, it's right on a corner.
But
the vision is chasing us. Even tomorrow, it's the entire world will see together. Proverbs 24 verse 27. And he speaks these words. I don't know whether you think much of them. Proverbs chapter 24 verse 27.
Teka teka ngo mulimu gwo ebweru ogwetegekerenga mu nnimiro.
Prepare your work outside and make it fit for yourself in the field. And afterwards, build your house. Yes. Prepare work outside the field. Make it fair out in the field.
Remember,
the work is very precious. God's last agenda on the earth. How can you prepare it if it is you? Teacher Jacob, how do you prepare it?
Tegera kati ntegere.
You've not yet known
where trouble is. You prepare for the vision which is not yet revealed in your life. And you have to see it. You see it all together with nations. That's why we pull in ropes.
We
prepare for you something you've not yet understood. Prepare. You sing
some
Swahili, English, all language you sing. That why?
And God is worldwide greatest and that's calling on the
earth. We do a kwa kwesi yo no kuchasinze roku seba yo kunsi.
Wakaiba meka.
How many have you sung for far?
And to gain a revival, a session of God is true worldwide whispers.
Ration of Abasiza wa mukama. Abamazima, musiona.
Wakakora yo meka.
How many have you made?
Osaba kuumura.
You asking for a resting period. Look at yourself. Look to Pastor Gilton. You rest is not yet known. It means all the time you prepare for a vision not yet revealed to you. And you prepared even to see it. I don't understand you now. I want to speak on these words in the summary. God is the last agenda on the earth. It's what we prepare for. The thing they call agenda. And it's the last. It's a plan. A plan. Upon which to run the final works here. On the earth. God is plan. The last. Run his works on the earth. But my God, how can you stand in it?
For when you
read in the Acts chapter
3,
the verse
19, this
agenda we waited for basing here. It's to restore all things. It's a very big agenda. Let's read there, we see.
Ebikolwa by'abatume esuula eyokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'19.
Acts chapter 3 verse 19.
Kale mwenenye mukyuke, ebibi byammwe bisangulibwe, ebiro eby'okuddizibwa obuggya mu maaso ga Mukama bituuke.
Repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Yes.
Agenda esembayo.
The last agenda on this earth,
he
came from the presence of the Lord.
And
one who planned those seasons, and they will come from him, that he can refresh all things.
Revive,
restore them.
It means
to refreshing them. That's an entire agenda there. Means as has been awaited for. But when will it manifest? When will the time be? And they say the last agenda has come.
This
season we are awaited for. That's why you hear me saying now.
God's
last agenda on the earth.
Acts 3
verse
19
indicates that it began.
When
it comes to revive and restore,
which is the refreshment of all things,
refreshing ebintu byonna, it then moved. Because this agenda is big, it has come the worldwide call, the greatest and the last.
But
I want us to speak of
it. It
is the worldwide call, the greatest and the last.
That
because it's very big,
though
they call us we only Uganda, we cannot handle it. Yes. Included calling all nations. And he spoke in Isaiah
chapter
41 verse 4. And he says this.
Isaiah
chapter 41
verse 4.
Who has performed and done it, calling generations from the beginning? I, the Lord, the first and with the last, I am He. Yes.
Yes.
The time of calling all nations. It's been long I've called them. But the time has come. The
worldwide
call of God, the greatest and the last on the earth.
It's
all in the prophet Isaiah.
Isaiah
chapter 41 verse 4. He called nations olden days. But the call of God has always been saying it cannot be changed. It never changes.
It
remained there to set up a nation which has to mobilize.
But
when he
said
in Romans chapter 9,
okay,
Romans chapter
11,
verse 29, he says
this.
Romans chapter 11, verse
29.
For the gifts and the calling of God are unchangeable. Yes. The gift and the calling of God, they are unchangeable.
But
because God, Isaiah 41 verse 4, called on nations from the beginning. Romans 11 verse 29, the call of God is unchangeable. We as nation Uganda,
the
land beyond river of Ethiopia and the source of the Nile, called us, mobilize all the other nations. In this call, where trouble is, how are you going to call them?
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much. That's why you see.
Genesis
in Isaiah chapter 18. The verse 1-3. You will write it down, you will read it yourself. That is a land meant to blow the trumpets. And lift the banner. To call all nations to hear. The land beyond the river of Ethiopia at the source of the Nile. That is Uganda, Pearl of Africa. Praise Jesus much. But where it trouble is, even Uganda to mobilize all nations, the him too has to be sent for someone. Yes. That he first mobilized Uganda. Who to how God has sent us and we do not know. We as full knowledge.
He
sent Uganda to mobilize nations to come. They entered the worldwide call. Now we are there.
Hold
on a standard which is very surprising. Vision seems to be. It's not yet revealed unto us, even to see it, not yet begun to see it.
Yet
we of full knowledge ought to have seen it already. We wait to show it to nations.
Uganda
right now they're in Romans chapter
10.
How shall you cry unto one they have not yet believed? Them two are still in that war. God had helped and he brought you. But he's still staggering things which are vain. Read me Romans because of time. Romans chapter 10 verse 14.
Abalumi esuli yekumi nolu nyirole 13.
Romans chapter 10 verse 14.
Kubanga buli alikabirira erinnya lya Mukama alirokoka.
Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Yes.
Uganda ino kusoka kulembere.
Uganda has to first lead.
Ichokora Mukama.
To call in upon the Lord.
Then ya kungama wanga.
Then he mobilize other nations.
Katitabu weli.
Now where trouble is.
Amukunga yenzi nawe.
One mobilizes me and your full knowledge. Mobilize Uganda.
Uganda,
Uganda to understand it. Mobilize nations. Romans chapter 10 verse 14.
Era balikiriza batya gwe batannawulirako. Era baliwulira batya awatali abuulira.
How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Yes. Romans 10 verse 14 he
said,
whoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But 14 he
said,
how shall they call on him when they have not yet believed? How shall they believe when they have not heard? How they shall be hear when no one has been sent?
You
have a big problem. God already sent for you. First, you as full knowledge.
Uganda,
even Uganda altogether. To tell you this, they are of all nations.
Abalumi esuli yekumi nolunyiriri olwekuminetano.
Romans chapter 10 verse 15.
Era balibuulira batya nga tebatumiddwa. Nga bwe kyawandiikibwa nti ebigere byabwe nga birungi nnyo ababuulira enjiri ey'emirembe era baleeta amawulire amalungi.
And how shall they preach except they be sent, as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Yes. Now there has to be those sent. Today when God sent me to full knowledge. Knowledge God sent you onto Uganda. Uganda be sent in the nations. The vision then moves. Now where trouble is. I wonder if to sell tomatoes. This is not working in a supermarket. This is a great work. I tell you, God is the last agenda on the earth.
It is
awaited for right from Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Because this agenda is big, came within it the worldwide called the greatest and the last on the earth.
And I've
read of in Isaiah chapter 41, verse 4.
Uganda,
and Uganda, it's you to mobilize. According to Isaiah chapter 18, verse 1 up to 3.
You
have to enter in the vision to see it.
And
reach to its revelation. Because God in calling all nations, still
is
called them work with him in his final work on this earth. With two major reasons. The first,
stop
devils from turning the world into Sodom and Gomorrah. The second, see, we prepare all nations. Coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Words
and work which is like that. Did you think of selling tomatoes on the roadside? That to be fed by the old world is not something hard. That is very small. Lift up
this
ministration and you'll see provision here. I don't know what you see. Look at a prince who is trying to move work into a cassava plantation. That they working to be given pieces of cassava. I have not understood you well. We are
in
the final park on this planet Earth. First of all, in this world, it has to be done in righteousness. In short, and it's in righteousness.
You
have to prepare in a special way. The second,
we
have to turn the world into Sodom and Gomorrah. The third,
we
have to prepare all nations for coming back of Jesus.
Now,
how have you prepared yourself? First of all, the work is to be done in short and in righteousness. Preparation that it is done in righteousness. That no.
An
apostle prepares. Yet you fight the preparations. You begin to move out of them. And when you fight devils, turn world into Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yet
you retain the ways of Sodom and Gomorrah. You're going to fight what? Stop this. You walk like this.
You
brought back the covenant of the godly marriage. You will sign it. The man is too much on us.
We
prepare nations for coming back of Jesus. Jesus, will you find face on the earth?
Us must enter
in faith.
Come from
learning the word of God.
Into
put in action. Prepare the rest. They see on our example.
Mama.
My God. Yet we are struggling with each other. You know what is? The war which is there is to fight those which overcame us, which we are overcoming us, those which are to overcome us. Join all of them. I'll come tell you that thing.
He's
not tired. The things we fight in this time here, they are all the things which failed our fathers from the beginning of the earth, which had failed them, and those which had failed us, those which were to fail us ahead.
And we
all
to
finish it all together here. That's why you see, every time as if you don't believe, but you
join
unbelief of your forefathers of this age, if
you're
that to come, you overcome all of them, finish them here.
You know
to move outside.
At
least they tear up all them big headedness. They tear it out. Get it out. And you say we underline ourselves that big headedness of 2040 ahead. Now listen. The work has to be done in short and in righteousness. Now trouble. Do you know the short? Do you know righteousness? You are going to work and do this work in? That's why I'm too much on you. Where we go, where I was before.
In
the vision and revelation.
Me,
I know whatever is there by the Spirit of God. All I refuse you cut from you. It's what I saw make you fall ahead. You will fall, you insist to return. We shall trample on the door as you see vision move on. You die from there, we leave you behind. Romans chapter 9, verse 28. The first is work done in short and in righteousness. Romans chapter 9 verse 28.
Kubanga alikomekereza omulimo nga gukola mbufunze era butuukirivu. Kubanga omulimo oguli mbufunze Mukama Katonda gwalikola ku nsi.
For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. Yes. On the entire earth.
Yet
finish the work in this final work. On the earth. He has to do it in short and in righteousness. On the entire earth. This thing, we think of it like this. The work is to be done. It's the final work.
A person who does something
finally, how do they do it?
It
has to be very perfect. And in short. What is it?
Standard strategy
is 8 of them.
Government biri.
2 governments.
Yomuguru.
Heavenly government. On the earth.
Department munana.
8 departments in it.
Government yomasekati.
Central government.
Government yaga government.
God's government. The government.
Department munana.
8 departments there.
You're
going to line up in there to work in the shorts. And in righteousness.
These
are responsible on this and that and that. You don't know what you're up to. The problem has been there. Ever since I've told you these things, nothing you are going to tell me.
It's
nothing to have an excuse. At least now you've entered. Yes. The work, it is like that. The final work on the earth has been done in the short.
What
did you short? You know, it. Can you help me? We summarize up something. Shorten it. The work is the final on the earth. It's been done in short all over the world. Give me a short way to do that. In the whole world. In righteousness.
Give
according to how the world is corrupted. Maintain it in righteousness.
And
remain clothing the way you want. You speak the way you want. You move the way you want. You marry as they want.
Yeesh.
One of what they told us to avoid. Because we're going to one of the main things in this work. Stop devils from turning the world to Sodom and Gomorrah. Yet you still appear and look like them. Acts of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Men
marry fellow men. Women with women. Not getting married.
Man,
they had beaten that already. Yes. The other love, they finished it away. Now we restore it, you agile. And where you go, we go, you don't know there. Now you've understood there.
have to stop the devils standing spalled into Sodom and Gomorrah.
You want to
stop the devils standing
what you
stopped the devils to turn you. It began on you already. You want to stop the devil stand the world, yet not stop him to turn you. He laid hold of you already.
And they
love each other as if you don't love each other. You
scratch,
tear other marriage, you quarrel.
Let's
read the verse 29 we hear.
Abalumi esure yomwenda nolunyiriri olwabiri momwenda.
Romans chapter 9 verse 29.
Eranga Isaya bwe yasoko okwogera nti singa mukama wejje teyatulekera wozadde twandifusenga Sodomu era twandifananyizibwa nga Gomora.
And as Isaiah said before, except the Lord of hosts had left us a descendant, we had been a Sodom and been made like unto Gomorrah.
Hey,
yes. If
the
Lord has not helped us, this is help. That's why we help you forcefully. Because you had to appear like Sodom and Gomorrah. Look at them. That they get married. That they marry. As they scratch each other, they fight. They don't want to be chased. They want to be chased from there. Still other these things they do that they chase them. Wars.
Already Sodom
surrounded you. This one is not on.
Another
demon obsessed this time. Another is of the midnight. Another in the ninth hour of the night. Demons sleep on them, fill them up. They are going to stop the devil. Satan. Turn the world. The entire.
Yourself not
hindered him to stop and to turn you. Speak of and I laugh at you.
Is
it these ones?
Huh.
You're going to do which work? They will sodomize you. Not yet broken all attachments from your life. God breaks cut off everything. Prepare
you
well that God will understand the vision and the revelation.
Then
you put in action. You can't even outlive there. Go there, speak truth, you will see. In a few days, they would have surrounded you already. Most attachments, you must have gotten them from your life. In Jude, he says, people were in the world of Sodom and Gomorrah. They are not only having sex men with men and women with women. They got spiritual men, husbands, and spiritual wives, and even those men
are
humans. They acted upon every foolishness of this, and they made robots. You are on which side? Don't even want to rightfully get married. You don't want to marry rightful.
You
are tormenting your
spouse.
Sodom is haunting you out there. That you're going to stop the devils.
He
will not do it to the world. You are very interesting. You see a little, maybe you don't even see the vision. Read me in Jude, we see. Jude chapter 1 verse 7.
Nga Sodomo ne Gomora n'ebibuga ebyaliranawo bwe byayendera ddala okwenkana nabo ne bikyama okugoberera ng'omubiri omulala byateekebwawo okuba ekyokulabirako nga bibonerezebwa n'omusango ogw'omuliro ogutaggwaawo.
Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner giving themselves over to fornication and going after unnatural lusts as set forth for an example,
suffering the vengeance of eternal fire.
Yes.
Did you see before the ritual sodomized? He committed fornication of every type.
Man running, forcing, beating
each other. They first did stubbornness in fornication.
You think the straight
began to sodomize?
No, they began
in all form of fornication.
Adultery,
form of adultery.
And
is so serious marriage. Fornicating and adultery.
Yes.
Marriage chasing. No more than marriage. Not marry really. All things. After he met to other bodies. Yes, it is there. Going after unnatural lusts. Yes. Other bodies. Yes. Strange bodies. Fine. They made female organs. They made robots. They acted stubbornness. Maybe Sodom
is
started it by itself. You see how it was the way it had surrounded you. Break every kind of foolishness.
Those are ones who are going to take
their attachments from your life.
You are
lasting on that husband they gave you.
You
last on your wife, you think. Out there, what are you going to do there? The world of Sodom first started that. What filled the entire world? You marry.
Fine.
What do you marry?
Baba mara mwensa yo kuwasa no kufumbi.
Took away in Nisani to marry and get married.
Ne baba yingizo
wezi. And they entered into fornication and adulteries.
Karika tonde yubi yako. Manya manya.
That's what God blacks from your life.
Tugende tukole.
We go work. And you wonder, Lord.
Lord,
it's too much on me.
But
we are going to stop and say that we turned the world as Sodom. And I see they began on you already.
Already
you are a Sodomist. According to the characters of Sodom and Gomorrah, you move by.
Exposing
your private parts. Speak of them more than that.
In
this work, we have a role prepared for the coming back of our Lord Jesus.
But
when the Son of Man will come back, will he find faith on the earth?
Joseph
not yet entered in faith, which come from hearing, and hearing the word of God, and you do it.
That
you're going to prepare others.
Sir, you're not prepared yourself.
How do you see this vision? I wonder so much the way you see the thing. Ask your brethren, but you, how do you see the thing?
You
prepare the entire world for coming back of Jesus. Yourself not prepared a little on yourself. Philippians 1 verse 6
nga ntegeredde ddala kino ng'oyo yatandika omulimu omulungi mu mmwe aligutuukiriza okutuusa ku lunaku lwa Yesu Kristo.
Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Yes.
He began
a good work in us.
He
will perform it the coming back of Jesus Christ. This is what we speak of to doing. The final and the earth.
God's
preparing all nations
for
the coming back of the Lord Jesus. But
the
main question found in the coming back of the Lord Jesus, Luke chapter 18. The verse 8. Yes. Let's read we hear. Luke chapter 18, verse 8.
Mbagamba nti alibalamula mangu. Na yo mwana w'omuntu bw'alijja alidaba okukkiriza ku nsi.
I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth? Yes.
But
when the Son of Man will come, will he find faith on the earth? Which faith? Romans 10 verse 17 says, faith come from hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
It also believe
that put in action that faith is dead.
James
chapter 2 verse 26, yourself, the words come for you at least, but you fail to put in action that you are in faith,
that
you prepare others for the coming back of Jesus. Yourself, no, prepare yourself.
I
envision all along how you saw it. Yet me, I thought, right now we understand.
For
I tried every day to show you into the same words. But you have to take in time. If you prepare for a vision not revealed unto you, yet you are waiting to see it all together with all the others in the world. Now, what have you been doing? Now the Son of Man
who
find face on the earth,
prepare
nations for the coming back of the Lord Jesus in the final work on this earth, that work decided to be the revival. God decided
to
be revival and restoration of all things that spoke in his prophets. We are there from the beginning. In the people they may find faith in them. Now it's a big work.
So
this final work,
that's why
I told
revival,
you it's the revival and restoration of all things. That God spoke in his prophets. We are there from the beginning. Those are what explain things of the entire world, of the entire heavens, even above all the heavens, at the beginning and the end. Then the new heavens and the new earth found above all the heavens, and reaching the everlasting of God. The Son of Man, when he comes, he finds faith is held very well. Praise Jesus much. That's why the final work on this planet Earth is the revival and restoration of all things. That is the work. But the question is, now, this revival, has it sunk deep well within you? That you campaign for it to be done outside? Things I see not yet revived in you. Scriptures tell you different things you do the other. Still
has
it not revived and restored. But you want to go revived and restore Uganda.
Uganda go revived and restored
the entire world. Because when you read always in the Acts chapter
3,
verse 20 and
21,
I do not know what you read. Let's read, we see. Acts chapter 3, verse
20.
And he shall send Jesus Christ, who before was preached unto you. 21.
Eyagwanyizibwa okutwalibwa mu ggulu okutuusa mu biro eby'okulongoosezaamu byonna, Katonda bye yayogereranga mu kamwa k'abannabbi babatukuvu abaaliwo okuva ku lubereberye.
Whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Yes. Send him Jesus to come back. But defeated him to first be taken in heaven. God to first revive.
To revive and restore
all things spoken in his prophets. What you have to know, spoken his prophets were there from the beginning.
Begin
with the book of Genesis.
You
know the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever.
If you
do like that,
for those
spoken the prophets were there from the beginning,
they want
to speak to the entire world how they were to be, how they should be, and how they will be.
Speak
of the entire heavens, how they were, how they should be, how they will be forever. Speak of above all the heavens, explained from outside.
When
you have restored the word of God, it will reveal all. Here it means,
have
resumed preach the gospel of the kingdom of God in his righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, has revealed secrets of the entire heaven, right from planet earth where we are. The vision is very big, big indeed. But the trouble you had is that to prepare for the vision which is not yet revealed to you. And you want to sit with all the world as it happens. How can you prepare then? That's where he says, before you run
to
look the vision, let first old light of knowledge. That's why they created the ministry of the full knowledge of God. They first give us the full light of knowledge, passed through the word of God. Enters in the full vision. Enters us. The full vision. Enters to the full revelation. Then we see even nations, when we walk, they see it all together. I would have told you much. I think that aspect needs to be explained as it.
And
you first get light of knowledge.
Right?
Put there the ministry of the full knowledge of God.
Because
you are not able to enter the full vision except pass through the light of the full knowledge. The ministry seemeth small, but it is big.
As
revelation to the entire work you've had above. We have to have looked in the light of the full knowledge passing through the word of God. As
in
2 Corinthians chapter 4, the verse 6 and 7.
2
Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6.
Kubanga Katonda ye yalagira nti omusana guli akamukizikiza. Yayeka mitima jaffe okuleta omusano ogw'okumanya ekitiibwa kya Katonda mu maaso ga Yesu Kristo.
For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Verse 7.
Naye obugagga obwo tuli nabwo mu bibya eby'ebbumba, amaanyi amangi ennyo galyoke gavenga eri Katonda so si eri ffe.
But we have this treasure in the earthly vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Yes.
Katonda kyasalawo n'agakandagira omusano ogw'okumanya.
Let me command light of knowledge.
Okumanya ekitiibwa kyange.
Knowledge of my glory.
Gwake mumaaso ga
Kristo. To shine before Christ.
Musano ogwo.
That light, passing through the word of God,
after
I put that treasure in a vessel of clay, it puts in the full vision.
It
reaches you the full vision, then you're given the full revelation.
Then you
begin to do that, they be physically seen.
Power
come from God to support you. In the world, the
vision
they begin to see, it's powerful. Which was there being prepared in the many words. I'll add on there tomorrow. On the other day, when God is pleased, tomorrow, we have a meeting. Come at the same 10th hour. Right at the 10th hour. This is a meeting. Prophet Deborah will lead the women.
We
want to see how we balance the work of God with the works of our hands. Me too, I'll be with the men seated down as we speak. Many issues to be spoken about. Those with work to do, you will register yourself. Those with work, as you have a work you do. Register, I have a work. I work at this and this hour. Me, I studied in this work, but I had not yet gotten it. Me, God, the work he guides me on to, it's what I will do. Then you basically have to reason, plan, you see. Means when you would reach, find those books there. Those already on work.
Those
you started a certain work, you've not gotten it yet. Those who say, whatever work God lightens me to, one who may not be specific on which work in things of the world. Still you can list on this and that. Yes. We all are to be like that, even men. Yes. When we come from there, we see the way God will show us to go. We shall speak with each other and ask questions. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.